Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of IOM.org, the next program is Yoga, Spiritual Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Vibhuti, presented by Sri Ramakrishna. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
We can use words. That is why your body clock and my body clock may be different. So he says, Kshanastu Vastu Patitaha Krama Avalambi. But Kshana is Vastu Patitaha. It exists only in the Vastu. Only in the Vastu. And Krama Avalambi. It depends on the Krama. It is accepted, it is gained, it is understood only in as the Krama. Karmascha lakshana anantar anantari atma tam kala vidaha kala iti achakshate yoginaha. Karmascha kshana antara antari atma. So this krama in the next shana, shana antari atma means nirantara kshana jnana rupaha. Krama is nirantara kshana jnana rupaha. Each second it exists and it is knowledge only. And this who understand the Kala, tam Kala vidaha, the people who know Kala, they say it as Kala. Who have the knowledge of time, they say it has to be time. Sacha tam dvam kshana saha bhavataha karmaschana dvayo saha bhuvaha asambhavat. Two kshana can exist in the same point. Two krama cannot be in the same place. Two kshana can exist, but not two krama. So two kshana can exist, coexist, but not two kramas. It is impossible because purvasmat uttrabhavino yada anantari kshanaha sa kramaha. Therefore, see why it is impossible. Purvasmat uttrabhavinaha. From the previous point to the next point, that A and B, they are two different points. They are called krama. And tasmad vartamana eva ekakshanaha na purotra kshana santi. So that is the A and B, point A and B is krama. And therefore you understand krama only from the standpoint of now. Only from the standpoint of now, something becomes old, something becomes new, something becomes non-existence, later or previous. So only from the standpoint of now, the past and future exist. Therefore only present exists. There is no past, there is no future, only present exists. Purvottrakshano santi na purvottrakshano santi. There is no past kshana or the uttrakshana. Only this kshana exists. Tasmat nasti tat samaharaha. Therefore they cannot be grouped. Etu bhuta bhavinaha kshanaha te parinamanvita vyakheyaha. So that which is bhuta bhavinaha, that which exists with the bhutas, they should be understood as parinama anvita. Parinama anvita means that which exists with the parinama, the transformations. Tena yekena kshanena kritsno lokaha parinamam anubhavati. Therefore with that kshana, one kshana, the whole world experiences a transformation, experiences change. One moment, one kshana for everyone changes everything. Tade kshana uparudaha khalu ami dharmaha. And all these dharmas exist, the past, present, the future, all these kind of dharmas exist only in the krama, only in the kshana. Tayoho kshanatat kramayoho sanyamat. If you do the sanyama on the krama and kshana and krama, tayo sakshat karanahat, you attain the knowledge, realization of that. When you do that, tatascha vivekajan jnanam pradruvoti. You gain the knowledge, the vivekajan jnana, it arises automatically. Tasya vishya vishesha upakshipyate. For that vekaja jnana, vishayasya visheshaha. Vishaya visheshaha means vishayasya visheshaha. We are now explaining the object's speciality, the knowledge speciality. What is that? Jati lakshana deshaihi. Jati lakshana deshaihi anyata anavachedat അന്യത അനവച്ഛേദാത് തുല്യയോ തതഃ പ്രതിപത്തിഃ തുല്യയോ തതഃ പ്രതിപത്തിഃ നൗ വിൽ സേ ജാതി ലക്ഷണ ദേശൈഹി അന്യത അനവച്ഛേദാത് തുല്യയോ തതഃ പ്രതിപത്തിഃ 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 ജാതി ലക്ഷണ ആൻഡ് ദേശ ദേ കനോട്ട് ബി ഡിസ്റ്റിങ്വിഷ്ഡ് ഡിഫറൻഷിയേറ്റഡ് ദേ കനോട്ട് ബി എംബോഡിഡ് ലിമിറ്റഡ് ഡിഫറൻറ്റ് ദേർഫോർ തുല്യയോ അതഃ പ്രതിപത്തിഃ തതഃ പ്രതിപത്തിഃ ദി നോളജ് ഇസ് ഗെയിൻഡ് ഇസ് കോമൺ പ്രതിപത്തി ഇസ് നോളജ് തുല്യയോ ദേശലക്ഷണയോ ലക്ഷണസാരൂപ്യേ ജാതിഭേദോ അന്യതായാ ഹേതുഃ ഗൗരീയം വർവാ ഇയം ഇതി തുല്യയോ ഇൻ ദി സെയിം സിമിലർ ഓബ്ജക്ട് ഓഫ് സിമിലർ സ്പീഷീസ് ദേശലക്ഷണസാരൂപ്യേ ദി ദേശ ആൻഡ് ലക്ഷണ ആർ സിമിലർ ദി ദേശ ദി പ്ലേസ് ആൻഡ് ദി ലക്ഷണ ദി ഡെഫിനിഷൻ ഇസ് സിമിലർ ജാതി ഭേദോ അന്യതായാഹ ഹേതു ഇൻ ദം ദി ജാതി ഇസ് ദി വൺ വിച്ച് ജാതി ദി സ്പീസീസ് ഇസ് ദി വൺ വിച്ച് ഡിഫറൻഷിയേറ്റ് ടു തിങ്സ് ടൈം ഇസ് സെയിം ആൻഡ് ദി സ്പേസ് ഇസ് സെയിം ബട്ട് ഇറ്റ് ഇസ് ഡിഫറൻഷിയേറ്റഡ് ബൈ ജാതി സ്പീസീസ് ലൈക്ക് ദിസ് ഇസ് കോ ഗോട്ട് ദിസ് ഇസ് കൗ ദിസ് വേ യു ഡിഫറൻഷിയേറ്റ് ഹൗ ത്രൂ ദി സ്പീഷീസ് നൗ തുല്യ ജേഷ ജാതീയത്വേ ദി ദേശ ആൻഡ് ജാതി they are same the place and the species they are same everything is cow now lakshanam anyatva karanam lakshana manyatva karam the lakshana is the one which differentiates it the time is the one which differentiates it this is this cow is old this cow is new this cow is red this cow is black these kind of definitions they differentiate and kalakshi gauhu swastimati gauhu iti now this cow is that which has black eyes this cow is that which has the swastik mark etc dvayoho amalakayoho jati lakshana sarupyat desha bhedah anyatva karah idam purvam idam uttaram iti now there are two berries gooseberries now we have two gooseberries now the species is same and it's also gooseberry both are gooseberry now how do you differentiate apple let us say apple both are apples how do you differentiate if there is a only the space and jati and lakshana if they are same then you will differentiate it according to the desha this is a this apple is that which is front in the front and that apple is that which is behind like that or this apple is here that apple is there this kind of desha the limitations according to the space that is how you differentiate two objects tada tulya desha yada tu purvam amalakam anya anya vigrasya nyatur uttaradeshe uttaradesha upavartyate tada തുല്യദേശത്വേ പൂർവമേതത് ഉത്തരമേതതിതി പ്രവിഭാഗം അനുപത്തി പ്രവിഭാഗ അനുപത്തി അസന്ദിഗ്ധേന ച തത്വജ്ഞാനേന ഭവിതവ്യം ഇത്യത ഇദമുക്തം സോ ഇഫ് ദി ആപ്പിൾ വാട്ട് എവർ ആപ്പിൾ ഇഫ് ഇറ്റ് ഇസ് കെപ്റ്റ് ഐ ഡോണ്ട് നോ ഐ ഡിഡ്ന്റ് സീ വിച്ച് വാസ് ഫസ്റ്റ് ആൻഡ് വിച്ച് വാസ് സെക്കൻഡ് നൗ ദർ ഇസ് എ മിക്സ് ഐ ഹാവ് മിക്സ്ഡ് ഇറ്റ് Now I will not be able to differentiate because they have the same jati. They are both of same species, apple class, same apple class, same tree. One, two, they have same definitions. This is also red apple. That is also red apple. Now again, there also I cannot differentiate. The only possibility to differentiate is this belongs to the lower branch and that belongs to the higher branch. That is the only space. Now that also is not possible because I have mixed. Now how do I understand that? Upavartyate tada tulya deshatve. Now it is in the same place, in the same space. Now purvam etad uttram etaditi prayubhaga anupatti. I cannot differentiate it. This is before, this is after, like that I cannot differentiate. Asandigdhena cha tattvajnanena bhavitavyam ityatah idam uktam. Now that when you have doubt, that can be understood only through the tattvajnana, the knowledge of the truth self. By that you can understand. That is why this sutra is said tatah pratipatti vivekacha jnanaditi. You will gain the knowledge of the differences through the veka, through the knowledge of self, knowledge of differences. Katham, how? Purvam purva amalaka sahakshanah deshah uttra amala amalaka sahakshana deshad vidyah bhinnah techa amalake swadesha kshanaanubhavi anubhav binne anya desha kshana anubhavastu tayoho anyatve heturiti. So through the veka jnana, through this knowledge, you will be able to differentiate this apple is that which belongs to that kind of division, and this apple is that which belongs to the this kind of division, this kind of differentiation. Syad swadesha kshana anubhav bhinnah. It differs by its desha and kshana, the experience of that desha and kshana. This apple differs by its experience of its desha and kshana, and the other apple differs by its experience and kshana. Therefore, this is the cause. Etena drishtantena, in the same way, through this example, paramanoho tulya jatiya lakshana deshasya purva paramano paramanu desha saha lakshana sakshatkaranat uttarasya paramanoho tad desha anupapattau uttarasya tad desha anubhav bhinnah sakshana vedat tayoho ishvarasya yogino anyatva pratyo bhotiti. So the same way, atoms, they have similar quality, the space, time, etc. You cannot differentiate. Now since it moves, how can you able to tag it? There is no way to tag the atom. So the yogis and Ishvara, they have the ability to understand, gain the knowledge of that kshana, of that atom, and the specialities, that lakshana, that kshana, and that jati of that atom, and they will be able to differentiate it. Aparetu varnayanti, the other people say, ये अन्त्या विशेषाः ते अन्यदा प्रत्ययं कुर्वन्ति इति. ये अन्त्या प्रत्ययः, दैट विच इज डिफरेंट. ये अन्त्या मीन्स चिदन्त्या, दैट विच इज सूक्ष्म, दैट विच कैनॉट बी अंडरस्टूड. दे अन्यता प्रत्ययं, दे गिव ए नॉलेज विच इज डिफरेंट. तत्र तत्रापि देश लक्षण भेदः मूर्ति व्यवधि मूर्ति व्यवधि जाति भेदश्च अन्यत्व हेतु. देयर ऑल्सो यू हैव द डिफरेंशिएशन. मूर्ति वॉट एवर फॉर्म द ऑब्जेक्ट एग्जिस्ट बाय दैट व्यवधि. व्यवधि मीन्स द टाइम एंड स्पेस दैट विच डिफरेंशिएट वन फ्रॉम द अदर, वन ऑब्जेक्ट फ्रॉम द अदर. जाति इट्स क्लास, एंड through these kind of Vedas, one differentiates one from the other, one object from the other. Kshana Bhedastu Yogi Buddhi Gamya Ivati. And Kshana, this is previous, this belongs to previous Kshana, previous period, and that belongs to next period, can be only understood by the yogis. The other differences can be made out at least by the normal people, but only yogis and Ishvara can understand the Kshana Bheda. This belongs to previous Kshana and that belongs to Uttra Kshana. This belongs to previous Kshana period and this belongs to later period. That only yogi can understand. Atha uktam, that is why it is said, Murti Vyodi Jati Veda Bhavat Nasti Mula Prasaktam Iti Varshaganya. That is why Varshaganya says, if you are not able to differentiate Murti Vyavadi Jati Veda Bhavat, if there is no chance of differentiating, then nasti moola pratyaktam. You cannot differentiate anything from any other thing. This is how Varshaganya says. Tarakam sarva vishayam sarvatha vishayam akramam cheti vivekajam jnanam. சர்வதா விஷயம் அக்ரமம் சேதி விவேகஜம் ஞானம். தாரகம் சர்வ விஷயம் சர்வதா விஷயம் அக்ரமம் சேதி விவேகஜம் ஞானம். தாரகம் சர்வ விஷயம் சர்வதா விஷயம் அக்ரமம் சேதி விவேகஜம் ஞானம். தாரகம் சர்வ விஷயம் சர்வதா விஷயம் அக்ரமம் இது விவேகஜம் ஞானம். இஸ் எக்ஸ்பிளைன் வாட் விவேகஜம் ஞானம் இஸ். சோ ஹி இஸ் தாரகம். தாரகம் இது வாட் இஸ் தாரகா? ஸ்வப்ரதிபா உத்தம் ஸ்வப்ரதிபா உத்தம் அனுபதேசிகம் இத்யர்த்த. தட் விச் இஸ் கெயின்ட் த்ரூ இட்ஸ் லாஜிக் விச் இஸ் த்ரூ இட்ஸ் பிரதிபா த்ரூ இட்ஸ் பவர் அண்ட் உத்தம் மீன்ஸ் தட் விச் இஸ் அரைஸ்ட் அனுபதேசிகம் தட் விச் இஸ் நாட் ஹாவ் எனி தேச தட் விச் இஸ் நாட் லிமிட்டட் டு எனி தேச அண்ட் தட் இஸ் தாரகம் சர்வ விஷயம் நாஸ்ய கிஞ்சித் அவஷீபூதம் இத்யர்த்த. சர்வ விஷயம் மீன்ஸ் எவ்ரிதிங் இஸ் ஆப்ஜெக்ட் தேர் இஸ் நத்திங் விச் கேனாட் பி ஆப்ஜெக்ட் ஆஃப் ஹிஸ் நாலேஜ். சர்வதா விஷயம் அதீத அநாகத பிரத்யோபன்னம் சர்வ சர்வதா ஜானாதி இத்யர்த்த. திஸ் யோகி கெயின்ஸ் தி நாலேஜ் at all the three periods of time, past, present and future, all the periods of time. And akramam, there is no limit, there is no confusion. He can gain the knowledge of past, future, jumbled. There is no order to gain the knowledge. Egakshana uparudham sarvam sarvatha grunhati ityartha. At one point of time, he gains the knowledge of all the past, present and future. Yedad vivekajam jnanam paripuram. That kind of vivekajam jnanam is the total vivekajam jnanam. அஸ்யேவ அம்சோ யோக பிரதீபா. தி யோக பிரதீபா, தி லைட் ஆஃப் யோகா இஸ் ஜஸ்ட் ஒன் கிளிம்ஸ் ஆஃப் தட் விவேக ஞான. மதுமதீம் பூமிஷு பூமிம் உபாதாய யாவதஸ்ய பரிசமாப்தி. ஹி ஃப்ரம் ஸ்டார்டிங் ஃப்ரம் தி மதுமதி பூமி ரிதம்பரா பிரஜா ஃப்ரம் தட் டில் தி அல்டிமேட் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்டிங் ஆஃப் யோகா. திஸ் இஸ் தி ஸ்டேட் பிராப்த விவேகஜ ஞானஸ்ய அப்ராப்த விவேகஜ ஞானஸ்ய வா. ஃபார் தி ஒன் ஹூ ஹாஸ் கெயின்ட் தி விவேகஜ ஞான ஆர் ஃபார் தி ஒன் ஹூ ஹாஸ் நாட் கெயின்ட் தி விவேகஜ ஞான தேர் இஸ் தி டிஃபரன்ஸ். சத்து புருஷயோ சுத்தி சாமியே கைவல்யம் இதி. சத்வபுருஷயோ ஃப்ரம் தி சித்தா அண்ட் புருஷா இஃப் யூ ஆர் ஏபிள் டு டிஃபரன்ஷியேட் சுத்தி சாமியே வென் தி டோட்டாலிட்டி தி டிஃபரன்ஷியேட் அண்ட் டிஃபரன்ஷியேட்டிங் மெத்தட் இஸ் டோட்டல் தேர் இஸ் நோ doubt about it, then that is called kaivalyam. This is the state. See, kaivalyam moksha he is explaining, and moksha he says prapta vekaja jnanasya aprapta vekaja jnanasya va. For the one who has gained the vekaja jnana or for one who has not gained the vekaja jnana, this is the state. Everyone is in the state of samadhi. That is why the first sloka itself it is said, but the understanding, the clarity is not there in each of these each of these states, the mooda, chitta, etc. The confusion, the state of confusion, you are not able to understand this knowledge, this kaivalya, that your nature is kaivalya. So, yada nirdhuta rajastamo malam buddhisattvam purushasya anyata pratyaya matra adhikaram dagdha klesha bijam bhavati. When he has removed the raja, tamo, mala, impurities of rajas and tamas, then buddhisattvam, the buddhi is totally, the intellect is totally engulfed by the sattva, the chitta has become sattva, sattvika, then purushasya, that purusha, anyada pratyam, matra adhikaram, the purusha differentiates the buddhi from from himself. That is the only adhikara, only right he has, there is no other right that he can do. He cannot do anything other than that. He can only differentiate, he can only understand that knowledge of differences. దగ్ధ క్లేశ బీజం భవతి. అట్ దట్ పాయింట్ ఆఫ్ టైమ్ హిస్ కర్మాస్ హావ్ బికమ్ ఫ్రైడ్, దే కెనాట్ స్ప్రౌట్. తదా అట్ దట్ పాయింట్ పురుషస్య శుద్ధి సారూప్యం ఇవ ఆపన్నం భవతి. దట్ పురుష హాస్ అటైన్డ్ ది టోటల్ ప్యూరిటీ అస్ దో ఇట్ హాస్ he gains that state. Tada purushasya upacharita bhoga abhava shuddhi. Shuddhi means at that point the purusha not involving himself in any bhogas is the purity. Purusha not getting involved, not being attached to any bhoga is shuddhi. Etasya avasthayam kaivalyam bhavati ishvarasya anishvarasya va. At this point of time he attains kaivalya. Whether he is ishvara or he is not ishvara, whether he has realized or he is not realized, if he has attained this state he will be realized, there is no other way. Vekaja jnanam jnanabhaginah itrasya va. Whether he is one who has attained the Vekaja Jnana or one who has not attained the Vekaja Jnana, if he has known this, he is the realized one. Nahi dagda klesha bijasya jnane punar apeksha kachit asti. Because for a person who has gained the fried state, the karmas for whom it has gained the fried state, it cannot sprout. There cannot be any expectancy for anything. సత్వ శుద్ధి ద్వారేన ఏతత్ సమాధిజ్యం ఐశ్వర్యం చ జ్ఞానం చ ఉపక్రాంతం. త్రూ ది ప్యూరిటీ ఆఫ్ సత్వ, త్రూ ది అల్టిమేట్ ప్యూరిటీ ఆఫ్ సత్వ హీ గెయిన్స్ దిస్ సమాధి జ్ఞాన అండ్ ది ఐశ్వర్యాస్ విచ్ క్యాన్ బి గెయిన్డ్ త్రూ ది సమాధి అండ్ ది టోటల్ నాలెడ్జ్ విచ్ ఇస్ వితౌట్ ఎనీ ట్రబుల్. పరమార్థతస్తు జ్ఞానాద్ అదర్శనం నివర్తతే. రియాలిటీ దేర్ ఇస్ నో అటైనింగ్ రియాలిటీ త్రూ ది నాలెడ్జ్. సి త్రూ ది సత్వశుద్ధి హీ ఇస్ అటైనింగ్ ఇస్ వాట్ ఇస్ సెడ్, బట్ ఇన్ రియాలిటీ దేర్ ఇస్ నో అటైనింగ్. త్రూ ది నాలెడ్జ్ వాట్ ఎవర్ వాస్ ఇన్విజిబుల్ దట్ ఇస్ become visible, or whatever is visible that has become invisible. The samsara has become invisible or the knowledge has become visible. Tasmin nivrtena santi uttare kleshaha. And that when those kleshas they have become invisible, there is no troubles for him in the future. Klesha abhavat karma vipaka abhava. Since there is no kleshas, the results will not be there. The kleshas are the cause for the karma to give results, they also will not be there. Charita adhikaraha cha etasyam avasthayam gunana purushasya punardrishyatvena upadrishtante. For this person who has attained, who has done what he has to do, charita adhikara means one who has done what he has to do, for him at that stage etasyam avasthayam at this stage gunaha na purushasya, these gunas will not disturb this purusha punardrishyatvena as itself, as presenting itself to be the object of experience. Tad purushasya kaivalyam, that state is what is called the realization of the purusha. Tada purushah swarupa matra jyotihi amalah kevali bhavati. At that point the purusha will become established in his swarupa, established in his nature, which is illumining, self-illumining, amalah which is pure and which is నాన్ డ్యూవల్ కేవలీ భవతి. ఇది శ్రీమత్ పాతంజల భాష్య ప్రవచనే విభూతి పాద స్తృతీయ. నౌ వి కమ్ టు ది విభూతి పాద, ది థర్డ్ విభూతి పాద. వి కమ్ టు ది ఫోర్త్ విభూతి పాద. దేశవంతశ్చిత్తస్య ధారణ తత్ర ప్రత్యేకతానత ధ్యానం తదేవార్థమాత్ర నిర్భాసం స్వరూప శూన్యమివ సమాధి త్రయం ఏకత్ర సంయమ తజ్జయా ప్రజ్ఞాలోక తస్య భూమిషు వినియోగ త్రయం అంతరంగం పూర్వేభ్యః తదపి వైరంగం నిర్బీజస్య ద్విత్థాన నిరోధ సంస్కారయోః వివా ప్రాదుర్భావో నిరోధ క్షణ చిత్తాన్వయో నిరోధ పరిణామః తస్య ప్రశాంతవాహిత సంస్కారాత్ సర్వార్థా ఏకాగ్రతయోః క్షయోదయో చిత్తస్య సమాధి పరిణామః శాంతోదితౌ తుల్య ప్రత్యయో చిత్తస్య ఏకాగ్రత పరిణామః ఏతేన భూతేంద్రియేషు ధర్మలక్షణావస్థా పరిణామ వ్యాఖ్యాతాః శాంతోదితా వ్యవదేశ్య ధర్మానుపాతి ధర్మీ క్రమాణ్యత్వం పరిణామాణ్యత్వే హేతుః. പരിണാമത്രയ സംയമാതീതാനാഗത ജ്ഞാനം ശബ്ദാർത്ഥവൃത്യാണമിത്രേത്രാധ്യാസാത് സംഗ്രഹ തത്പ്രൈവാഗത സംയമാത് സർവഭൂതൃത ജ്ഞാനം സംസ്കാര സാക്ഷാത്കരണാത് പൂർവജാതി ജ്ഞാനം പ്രത്യേസ്യ പരചിത്ത ജ്ഞാനം നച്ച തത്സാലംബനം തസ്യാവിഷയീഭൂതത്വാത് കായരൂപ സംയമാത് ഗ്രാഹ്യശക്തേ സ്തംഭേ ചക്ഷു പ്രകാശാസം പ്രയോഗേ അന്തർധാനം സോപക്രമം നിരുപക്രമം ച കർമ്മ തത്സംയമാത് അപരാന്ത ജ്ഞാനം അരിഷ്ടേഭ്യോ വാ മൈത്രിയാദിഷു ബലാനി ബലേഷു അസ്തി ബലാദീനി പ്രവൃത്യാലോകന്യാസാത് സൂക്ഷ്മ വ്യവഹിത വിപ്രകൃഷ്ട ജ്ഞാനം ബഹുണ ജ്ഞാനം സൂര്യേ സംയമാത് ചന്ദ്രേ താരാവ്യൂഹ ജ്ഞാനം ധ്രുവേ തദ്ഗതി ജ്ഞാനം നാഭിചക്രേ കായവ്യൂഹ ജ്ഞാനം കണ്ഠകൂപേ ക്ഷുത്പാദാ നിവൃത്തി കൂർമണാഢ്യം സ്ഥൈര്യം മൂർധജ്യോതിഷീ സിദ്ധദർശനം പ്രാതിഭാദ്വാ സർവം ഹൃദയേ ചിത്തസംവിത് സത്വപുരുഷയോരത്യന്ത സങ്കീർണയോ പ്രത്യവിശേഷോ ഭോഗഃ പരാർത്ഥത്വാത് സ്വാർത്ഥ സംയമാത് പുരുഷ ജ്ഞാനം തതഃ പ്രാതിഭ ശ്രാവണ വേദന ആദർശന ആസ്വാദവാർത്താ ജായന്തേ തേ സമാധോ ഉപസർഗാ വ്യുത്ഥാനേ സിദ്ധയഃ ബന്ധകാരണശൈഥില്യാത് പ്രചാര സംവേദനാ ച ചിത്തസ്യ പരശരീരാവേഷ ഉദാണജയാ ജലപങ്കകണ്ടകാദിഷു അസംഗ ഉത്ക്രാന്തിശ്ച സമാനജയാ ജ്വലനം ശ്രോത്രാകാശയോഃ സംബന്ധ സംയമാത് ദിവ്യം ശ്രോത്രം കായാകാശയോഃ സംബന്ധ സംയമാത് ലഘുതൂള സമാപത്തേശ്ച ആകാശഗമനം ബഹിരകൽപിതാ വൃത്തിർമഹാവിദേഹ തതഃ പ്രകാശാവരണക്ഷയഃ സ്ഥൂലസ്വരൂപ സൂക്ഷ്മാന്വയാർത്ഥവത്വ സംയമാദ്ഭൂതജയഃ തതോ അണിമാദിപ്രാദുർഭാവഃ കായസമ്പത് തദ്ധർമാണഭിഘാതശ്ച രൂപലാവണ്യ ബല വജ്ര സംഹനനത്വാനി കായസമ്പത് ഗ്രഹണ സ്വരൂപ അസ്മിതാ അന്വയാർത്ഥവത്വ സംയമാതിന്ദ്രിയജയഃ തതോ മനോജവിത്വം വികരണഭാവഃ പ്രാണജയശ്ച സത്വപുരുഷാന്യതാഖ്യാതിമാത്രസ്യ സർവഭാവാധിഷ്ഠാതൃത്വം സർവജ്ഞാതൃത്വം ച തദ്വൈരാഗ്യാദപി ദോഷബീജക്ഷയേ കൈവല്യം സാന്യുപനിമന്ത്രണേ സംഗസ്മയാകരണം പുനർ അനിഷ്ടപ്രസംഗാത് ക്ഷണതത്ക്രമയോ സംയമാദ്വേഗജം ജ്ഞാനം ജാതിലക്ഷണദേശൈ അത്യന്ത അണവച്ഛേദാത് തുല്യോസ്തതഃ പ്രതിപത്തി താരകം സർവവിഷയം സർവഥാ വിഷയകം അക്രമം ചേതി വേഗജം ജ്ഞാനം സത്വപുരുഷയോ ശുദ്ധിശാമ്യേ കൈവല്യം ഇതി പാതഞ്ജലയോഗസൂത്രപാഠേ വിഭൂതിപാദസ്തൃതീയഃ ഓം പൂർണമതഃ പൂർണമിദം പൂർണാത് പൂർണമുദച്യതേ പൂർണസ്യ പൂർണമാദായ പൂർണമേവാവശിഷ്യതേ ഓം ശാന്തിഃ ശാന്തിഃ ശാന്തിഃ.